Scoop the Supremes, local news, Tavis Hits, WRG, and it's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's do the news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, we seek in Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Federal prosecutors have a big decision to make within the next week, whether to bring criminal charges against former FBI Director James Comey.
Sources tell CBS News prosecutors are considering whether to seek an indictment against Comey, a longtime foe of President Trump.
He was a terrible person, did terrible things.
Prosecutors may charge Comey with lying to Congress about the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. The five-year statute of limitations for that runs out on Tuesday. Trump fired Comey 4 months into his first term in 2017. Comey has called Trump morally unfit to be president. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
With a possible government shutdown less than a week away, the Trump administration is threatening to terminate thousands of government workers permanently. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Usually during a shutdown, so-called non-essential federal workers are furloughed and then paid back when it's over. But in a memo obtained by CBS News, the Office of Management and Budget tells agencies to consider laying off, or in government speak, to issue reduction in force notices to employees in programs that have what's known as discretionary funding that's set to run out on October 1st.
The FBI is investigating yesterday's deadly shooting outside a field office as an act of targeted violence, after officials say they found anti-ICE messages on bullets at the scene. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports from Dallas.
Officials say the gunman shot three detainees in a van just outside the building, killing one. No ICE agents were injured. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons.
There was no way he could have known detainees were in that vehicle. He was just indiscriminately shooting, hoping to cause a carnage and mayhem.
The first wrongful death suit's been filed in the deadly mid-air collision between a U.S. Army helicopter and an American Airlines plane in Washington, D.C. in January. Attorney Brian Alexander represents the family of one of the 67 people killed.
The controllers here failed to issue a safety alert to the aircraft, advising them to immediately change course to avoid the mid-air collision.
Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy says he will sleep in prison with his head held high. He was convicted today of financing a political campaign with funding from Muammar Gaddafi's Libyan government. The court in Paris ruled the 70-year-old will have to go to jail, even though he says he'll appeal. The BBC's Hugh Schofield was in the courtroom.
The key news is that Nicolas Sarkozy has been found guilty of one of the charges against him. He's been found guilty of criminal association, but he has not been found guilty. He's been cleared on other charges of essentially embezzlement and illegal party funding. And I think that reflects the complexity of the case.
Dow futures are down 57. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A battery tossed in the trash almost led to a garbage truck fire in Racine this week. A truck driver saw smoke coming from the back and had to dump his load. Luckily, it was out before the entire contents went up in flames. The city says someone tossed a lithium-ion battery in the trash. Officials are reminding folks that batteries should never be tossed in the garbage, but taken to a special disposal site instead. Trevor Young, running for Racine's 21st State Senate District seat, says more spending is needed on communities and schools, opposing budget cuts.
This philosophy that says if we, you know, engage in austerity and we cut, that, you know, we'll rise to the top. And that lab test has shown to not work.
The current state senator, Van Wongard, hasn't announced if he'll run again. He did criticize Young for supporting Democrats' policies. A Racine school board member wants to ban cell phones during school hours. Currently, phones are restricted during class but allowed with exceptions. Go deeper on that story online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Congressman Brian Stile supports a bill to end government shutdowns altogether by automatically funding federal agencies until budgets pass. He says shutdowns hurt public trust in government work, with a funding deadline looming Tuesday. Tonight, Racine's 9th District residents can meet at a church on Ohio Street to discuss local issues. The alder for the area, Grace Allen, and the Neighborhood Watch are hosting a meeting at 6 at the Lutheran Church of the Resurrection. Topics include parking, safety, and whatever the community wants to talk about. And Carthage College dropped 9 spots to 46. It's the 2026 U.S. News & World Report Midwest College Rankings. Nearby schools had mixed results, with the Milwaukee School of Engineering holding on to the number 2 spot. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back to begin their final home series of the regular season against the Reds tomorrow night. The crew with a 3-1 win in San Diego, thanks to an RBI by Bryce Terang and solo home run shot in the ninth by catcher Danny Jansen, originally from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Just feeling more confident at the dish. Got to be on time with a fastball and got a slider kind of inner half maybe. Yeah, just put a good swing on it.
College football, the Badgers face number 19th ranked Michigan Saturday at 11 a.m. in Ann Arbor. Urban Meyer saying on a podcast Wisconsin could not afford to fire head coach Luke Fickell after his contract extension. The Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday night. Micah Parsons asked, how does he think he'll be greeted by the fans in Dallas?
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause. And, you know, there's no hard feelings there, at least for me. And I think it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great atmosphere. The best football you're going to get in Dallas on a Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
That's Micah Parsons with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helmer.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. And we're going to stay sunny with above average highs in the 70s through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
And I know as a young man, I had a lot more spring in my step. 15 years later, you got a couple of kids, you got a little gut going, right? She starts in well on you with that whole laundry list of stuff you gotta do because you're married.
Susie has ballet practice. It gets over at 2. Make sure you're there at 2. You were there at 2 the other day, and she's very upset. No, you were. You were. I actually documented the record on my Facebook page.
But what do you do now? What are you gonna do now, right? You're married, right? You can't yell because your kids are there. You can't go for a drive. You don't have a cool car anymore. You got like some caravan with those sticky Children of the Corn handprints all over the windshield. So what do? You go down in the basement, you just do like that whisper yell. And then I think just one day you're just too old. You're just too old. You're tired. You've been married like 60 years. Your body's breaking down. You blew your knee out at the Y playing pickup ball like 30 years earlier in the 50 and older league, you know? And you just want to watch the game. And she comes in that one last time, right? Just to annoy you. Just picking on you. And you're always mean to my mother, and I always resented you for her. Why couldn't you be more like your brother, right? And you start to, you know, if I'm not listening to this, right? And you go to get up. And that's when it hits you. That the day before was the last day you had the quad strength to get up and out of your favorite chair. And that's when the panic sets in. Dude, I can't get up. Oh my God. I gotta listen to this for the rest of my life.
Rosen in the morning, WRJN.
Because I'll never find another you. Local news time. Liz Hitz here at WRJN. It's 8:12. Looking for sunshine today. Clear tonight. Sunshine tomorrow. Sunshine Saturday. Sunshine Sunday. Highs each day in the mid to upper 70s. And it looks like a clear night tonight. Lows 58. Right now, 60. It's sunshiny at Radio Park. I love that. All right, here's the craziest things HR managers have seen on people's resumes. Some of these are good. The person's last name was Flynn, F-L-I-N, but autocorrect changed it to Flintstone. He didn't catch it before it was sent in. A person said they worked at a federal prison, but a background check showed they were locked up there at the time. Someone listed taking long walks as a skill. A guy wrote that he'd work harder if he got paid more money. And someone listed smoking as one of their hobbies. And I'm sure it gets worse than that. Here's CCR, Bad Moon Rising.
I see the bad moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight, but if you're bound to take your life.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
got the DC 5 over and over. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:17. Looking for sunshine today. Highs near 71. A beautiful day and a beautiful weekend coming around. Right now, some sun is out there. It's 60 degrees right here at Radio Park. A New York Times columnist complained about a meal costing him $78 at Newark Airport in New Jersey. He just had a burger, fries, and a double scotch. The restaurant said, well, 80% of that tab was the bar bill. Hey, how much was that double scotch? I know airport food's expensive, but, you know, come on now, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, I do tonight, and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slap back at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts, but for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, the morning show here at WRJN brought to you each day by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward one step at a time. Learn more at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
It's game time with WRJN Big Deals. Score big with discounted gift certificates from your local favorites. Mahoffers on Main, X-Golf Kenosha, The New Cafe. Don't miss the action. The Big Deal of the Day drops twice a week. And keep listening to WRJN for details on our brand new flash sales. Go to WRJN.com. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the savings game with WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
WRJN.
I'm gonna sing my song. It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again, like we did last summer. Yeah, let's twist again, like we did last year. Do you remember when things were really humming? Yeah, let's twist again. Twist time is here.
Chubby Checker. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now. Yeah, Chubby Checker. Let's twist again. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:25. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 71, 61, and partly cloudy right now right here at Radio Park. If you listen to me a lot, you know I don't like to fly. Yet another reason why I don't like to fly. Scandinavian Airlines said one of its flights had to make an emergency landing after a live mouse was found in the passenger's meal. You have to make an emergency landing for that? Just, you know, capture the mouse, I would imagine, huh? I love this song. First big hit for the Carpenters is Close to You at WRJN.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, decided to create a dream come true.
to you.
Timeless, it's 8:31. Let's get right to the news, see what's going on locally. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A battery blaze nearly became a big disaster for a Racine waste crew. A driver this week spotted smoke coming from the back of his garbage truck, and he had to dump his load before the flames could flare up. The fire department confirmed that a lithium-ion battery tossed in the trash sparked the scare. The city is reminding everyone that batteries belong in special disposal sites, not garbage carts. More spending is what we need. That's the pitch from Racine's Trevor Young, who's running for the newly redrawn 21st State Senate District seat. Current State Senator Van Wongard hasn't said if he plans on running again. In an interview on the Don Rosen Show, Young says he's tired of the old cut, cut, cut approach to budgets.
You know, you've got for almost, you know, over a decade now, this philosophy that says if we, you know, engage in austerity and we cut, 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 that, you know, we'll rise to the top. And that lab test has shown to not work.
The current Racine Transit director points to shrinking support for local communities and schools and says Wisconsin has dropped to 27th nationally for education spending. Young says he wants to put more resources into neighborhoods, working families, and public services. When Young announced, State Senator Wongard said that Young would vote in lockstep with everything the Democrats stand for, from raising taxes to allowing boys and girls locker rooms. You can hear that full interview with Young at WRJN.com. Cell phones may become a bigger issue in Racine schools as a board member pushes for a ban during school hours. Go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. They did a community poll that showed strong support for phone-free school zones. Racine Unified currently restricts phone use during class but does allow approved exceptions. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north to northwest at 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 78. And we're going to stay sunny with above-average highs in the 70s through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Now you can order any food you want, and it will come to you. Isn't that amazing? Whatever you want, and you just get it. Because before, for like 150 years, you could just order pizza. That was the only place that figured out how to deliver food. For some reason, they found the technology early. They were like, yeah, you just put it in a box, and then you bring it to the person. And then other food places were like, that'll never work. The pizza, they're always one step ahead on technology. Because my favorite place to order from is Domino's, because they have the pizza tracker. Oh, yeah. So you order the pizza, and then you look at the tracker, and it'll be like, John just put the toppings on your pizza. He's pretty excited about it. And then a little later, you check, and it'll be like, Luis, just put your pizza in the oven. It's bubbly hot. I'm like, oh, that's fantastic, Luis. Thank you for doing that. I don't know why John could have done that, but I'm glad you're in the game. I'm not going to tell you how to run this business. And then it's like, Sarah's on the way with your pizza. Like, I can't wait to meet Sarah. This is going to be fantastic. I'm going to ask her about Luis and John when she gets here. I really want updates on those guys.
Someone
Whitney. It hurts to be in love. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:38. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 71. Sunshine right through the weekend. Looks good. Sunny for the most part. Some clouds up there now. 61 degrees here at Radio Park. Remember the photographer when you were a kid and you got the class picture taken? I guess times have changed. A hired photographer was removed from an elementary school after allegedly making inappropriate comments to students during the picture day. He said things like, quote, can I steal your identity and can I eat your soul? Where did they find this guy? 8:39, local news, timeless hits, WRJ and Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, too late to turn back now.
Just can't be right, and I'm telling you, it's too late. said, ooh, that ain't the reason for
inside, outside, you
Pacific Palisade.
Inside, outside, you
Seven Oak Anson.
Inside, outside, you
and underneath
inside,
your blade.
Inside, outside, you
all over the hall.
Inside, outside, you
at Waimea Bay.
Inside, outside,
everybody's gone
surfing
USA.
Hey, go Beach Boys, Surfing USA, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:45, looking for sunshine today with a high near 71. Right now, some sunshine, 61 degrees at Radio Park. Don't forget, we have another keyword in our multi-state text to win contest. Details coming up with Dan Marcus just after 9 o'clock this morning. Well, some people collect things like stamps, coins, comic books, and music, but if you watch those TV shows about hoarding and storage units, you know, people have a strange obsession collecting certain things. A survey found the 10 strangest things people have collected. Banana plants, raccoons and penguin statues, portraits of Wolverines. Now, I know somebody does collect portraits of, well, it's a Wolverine. Wolves, I was going to say. Dust, gargoyles, frozen pizza packaging. Are we truly collecting this or is this trash? Swords of any kind. This one scares me. Living dead dolls. I don't know what that's about. Old automotive parts and carnivorous plants. That's like the Venus flytrap that eats things. Do you really want a collection of that? 8:46, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Autumn has settled into Union Grove, and the season just tastes better at Just Brew It. Step into a warm, fall-themed lounge where every sip feels like home and the air is filled with scents of the season. Caramel apple, pumpkin spice. Just Brew It has all the flavors that make chilly days warm and satisfying. Stay a while, catch up with a friend, or grab your go-to beverage. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 4 on weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
W-R-J-N.
carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If a tinker were my trade, would you still find me carrying the pots I made, following behind me? Save my love through loneliness, save my love for sorrow. I've given you my onlyness, come and give me your tomorrow. If I work my hands in wood, would you still love me? Answer me, babe, yes I would. I'll put you above me. If I were a miller at a mill wheel grinding, would you miss your color box, your soft shoes shining? If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? Would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
That's Bobby Darin, If I Were a Carpenter. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today with a high near 71, 61, and some sunshine now right here at Radio Park. So some guy went viral after dusting off his old Pokemon card collection and finding out it was worth at least $5,000, maybe more. He asked his mom to thank for it because she kept buying in those Pokemon cards as he got older. And he said, I don't want them anymore, but she kept buying them. She only stopped in 2017, and you know what? He's making a boatload of money now, thanks to good old mom, huh?
All simple. local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. We got a slew of things going on tomorrow morning. Too numerous to mention. You got to be here for it. Don't forget, we have another keyword coming up with Dan Marcus in just a moment in our multi-state text to win contest. Your chance to win jewelry, gold jewelry, and cash today. And then, of course, the tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota up in Green Bay around November or something. And we'll give you a gas card, too. That's the grand prize. Dan's got all the details coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. Catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. 8:57 right now with Stevie. But Once in My Life, local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. Once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone. Bye.
alone anymore. Oh, what I can sing, it's this mic, you can't take it.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Brand new numbers from the Commerce Department show the economy did a lot better than first reported in the last quarter. CBS's Jason Brooks on the surprise rebound.
Economic growth was stronger than expected, with the government revising second quarter GDP higher to 3.8% from 3.3%, a big surprise for the market, which expected the numbers to remain steady. The increase in GDP is credited to lower imports and stronger consumer spending.
Orders for big ticket items like appliances and electronics, the unexpected bright spots. A possible government shutdown is less than a week away, which could mean hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed. But the Trump administration is threatening to cut some jobs permanently if Democrats don't make a deal. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Washington.
In exchange for their votes, Democrats want concessions like rolling back this year's Medicaid cuts and extending health insurance tax credits.